This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So how many of you guys have jaw pain and mouth pain and ear pain and neck pain and pain in the butt? And yeah, I've always had temporal mandibular joint arthralgia. People call it TMJ, but TMJ is the joint, the temporal mandibular joint. We all have TMJs. That's, you know, but TMJ arthralgia is the pain that people get in the joint. And I was getting some pretty bad headaches. I was getting migraines, and I didn't know what to do. So I saw my buddy, Dr. Stephen Sachs, is a oral maxillofacial surgeon, and an oral surgeon, and I went to see him, and he looked at the jaw, and he said, I'm having issues with that. And he told me to stop clenching my teeth. I must be grinding my teeth. And I probably do it when I poop, and to stop doing that when I poop, you know. And I was like, all embarrassed at the time. I'm like, I don't poop. He's like, yeah, everybody poops. And I'm like, no, literally, I'm always constipated. You know, we're coming up on Passover time. I don't potty. But once he said that you got to be careful of your clenching and your teeth grinding, I start to be more aware. And I noticed that when I went potty, I would be like, I would clench. I didn't think I was doing that, you know, because you're trying to Valsalva and you're trying to get the potty out, but you sometimes use a lot of your other muscles, you know? I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but, like, if you have cats or dogs, sometimes they want to visit you when you're on the potty. And so they'll, like, jump up on your lap. And so you're sitting there going, look, I'm trying to potty. Do you really need to be here? Which is probably why I'm having issues, because I just have no privacy. And the pets are always in there. But then when you're trying to, you know you're distracted, because when you're trying to pet the pet or you're trying to yell at the pet, you almost stop when you try to go. When your body has to go to the bathroom, there's all this concentration on going to the bathroom. And so, unfortunately, sometimes we tighten up our other muscles to help things along, and we don't realize that we're grinding our teeth or, you know, clenching our mouth. And so I ignored the whole TMJ issue and the clenching issue. In fact, I tried to go to sleep with my mouth open. I'm like, if I grind my teeth at night, I'll just sleep with my mouth open. And my husband says no, because I'll just grind my teeth. He'll hear me grinding my teeth at night. Well, I didn't really give it two thoughts, because I've hardly ever had cavities. I think I only had one cavity growing up, and I took pretty good care of my teeth, and I brushed my teeth often, and I dental floss, and sometimes I water pick, and so I did everything right until I started to have fillings, and I start to get more cavities. I'm like, what am I getting more cavities for? I'm avoiding sugar, not drinking alcohol, a lot of alcohol. I'm not, you know, and so what one of my latest dentists said, what's happening is you have microfractures. You have mini fractures to your teeth. And I'm like, how does that happen? Because I'm now wearing a guard when I poop, okay? So I'll put my mouth guard in if I think I'm going to potty, right? You know, so I don't, you know, crack my teeth. It's not that. I must be grinding or clenching or stressed, and I didn't realize until somebody was telling me something that just really, really got me, you know, my panties all up in a bunch, and immediately I clenched and I bit, and I almost heard like a pop or crack in my teeth. So I think we're manifesting a lot of our stress, a lot of our anger, a lot of our constipation problems, right, and momentum that we need, or torque, on our teeth. And in fact, studies have come out throughout the pandemic saying people are grinding their teeth too much. dentists are seeing tooth pain, more cavities. Now, maybe it's because people aren't going in for their dental health as much. Maybe they're eating worse. They're drinking more alcohol at home. In fact, alcohol consumption has started to drop a little bit. Alcohol sales, now that restaurants are open and people are having to go back to work. But for the most part, people were eating like crap and they were drinking alcohol and all that. But I think the stress caused people to clench their teeth. You know, when you're at work and you're busy and you're distracted, you're working. But when you're home, you could go online and see something that stresses you out. Or you could have a family member call you, or your kids, or your pet potties, or your pet throws up in the house. So I think a lot of us are underestimating the type of care and TLC our mouth needs. Now, some of you will say, all right, well then fine. If I get a cavity, I just get it filled. Well, the one thing I notice is once you start that ball rolling, it's a snowball effect. So now I have a couple cavities. I mean, I had a couple cavities, they didn't fill. And as I crack my teeth or clench my teeth, that filling falls out. Well, every time you need a filling, that tooth needs to be drilled again in order for them to refill it up, because they need to get rid of any of the cracks or any of the little crevices that the bacteria can set in. Well, I can only go so much more until I'm at the root. And I can't shave any more of my teeth down to fill a cavity. So then what happens? Well, then, you know, it might crack, or you might need a root canal, or now the tooth needs to be pulled. It's a snowball effect. You never want to get your teeth cracked or your teeth broken or your teeth having cavities, because once you lose that integrity, it starts to weaken. So for those of you who think, you know what, I've been to the dentist says I'm fine, you know, but I might need a night guard and I don't like to wear a night guard, learn the night guard. I understand when you wake up in the morning, it's ucky and you have to wash it out. And I get it's not very romantic and, you know, it might be hard to have sex with it in, you know, but then just don't kiss. I don't know. But honestly, we got to protect our teeth. We also need to be going to the dentist twice a year. I know there was a pandemic and everybody was freaked out, but I got to tell you, the safest place I feel is a dentist's office, because they have the PPE, they have the equipment, they have distancing. You know, your chair isn't up next to another person. You're kind of in your own little area getting your mouth clean. So when people say, no, I didn't go to the dentist because of COVID, that makes no sense to me, especially if you went to the store. Right? Or you went out to eat at a restaurant. So get your dental visits every 6 months, sooner if you need to. Brush your teeth at least twice a day. Water pick in case you're not getting everything out with your dental floss. And wear a night guard when you poop. And maybe wear a night guard at night. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we spoke a little bit about how things are changing in terms of the workplace and how many of us, when we went back home and did our jobs virtually, and then the kids were out of school, and so the kids came home. And we, as working women, started to go back a little bit and do what kind of we thought we already had compartmentalized in terms of, all right, well, we're going to take care of the kids. We're going to, you know, do some more house cleaning. We're going to cook more. And then all of a sudden, we're able to go back to the workplace, but we still have all these duties that we used to have kind of, like I said, delegated, whether it was through school or daycare or help. And so the things have changed a little bit, where we've almost regressed a little bit with the progress we've made in being able to be working full time, because now we feel like we have to work full time and still do all those additional duties. So joining us next is Kitty Cheney Reed, Vice President of Enterprise Operations at IBM. She's also co-author of IBM's Women, Leadership, and Missed Opportunity Study, talking to us about women in the workplace and some of the changes we've seen throughout the pandemic. Kitty, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Yes. No, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I've been grocery shopping and I've been cooking and I've been trying to work full time and, you know, the kids and helping them with their homework. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, I had a little bit more freedom before the pandemic because I, you know, I was at work all day. Talk to us about what you've seen the landscape, how the landscape has shifted.
Yeah, I think one of the shocking things we've seen through our study is the number of women who've taken COVID-19 as really an opportunity, if you want to call it that, or a missed opportunity to really reprioritize and make really tough decisions. You know, like you've highlighted, there's always been this struggle between the balance of work and all of the other things that consume us. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, I mean, all of that was exacerbated. You know, we've got to care for aging parents. We've got to care for sick parents, sick siblings, or even spouses and kids. And we have to homeschool and then figure out how to balance work. Some people, especially those women between the ages of 20 and 34, have left the workplace and cited COVID-19 as the reason, which was alarming to us. It really caused us to perk up and say, okay, what do we need to do to combat this, to reverse this trend?
Right, right. Yeah, this is the IBM Institute for Business Value Study. That's it's fascinating, some of the results you had. So, you know, it's interesting. So my husband, because I've been a workaholic and I've been working 80-plus hour weeks throughout our marriage, he did take on a lot of the roles and a lot of shared responsibilities. What are you guys finding in terms of, you know, the male partners? You know, do you see them embracing that more? Or, and honestly, you know, do you see them, you know, say, no, you know what, I'm going back to work? You, do you see a shift in terms of more, you know, a fatherly, hands-on in terms of home and caretaking?
I think we surveyed an equal number of men and women, 2,600 people altogether. And I think that, you know, even for men, the pandemic has been challenging. And for, you know, families that have both a working male and a working female, where both partners are working, it's been difficult for men to take up the slack because they've been also trying to balance work and family as well. So it's been this, I think, unintended consequence on both people in the workforce. No excuses. I think men have attempted to step up, but they've been challenged as well. I think that's evident in our study also. But I do think there's an opportunity in all of this. And, you know, companies that are looking to be first movers, you know, people that are really trying to get out ahead of this, are looking for ways to create benefits that allow people to take a break, focus on the family, and then come back to work penalty-free.
Yes.
So at IBM, for example, we're doing 4-week paid leave. that people can take in any increment that they want, male or female, so that they can focus on the family and then come back when, you know, in 4 weeks and reset. Mm-hmm. I think that's the kind of thinking we need to bring to bear in this circumstance.
You are so right, Kitty. You know, IBM has always kind of been on the forefront of that sort of progress. We were speaking yesterday about how maybe rather than, you know, we clock in these 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or 6 to 6 jobs where it's more goal or task oriented, where this is what we need you to do. This is what we're paying you for. But if you want to work on it on your weekend or you want to work on it at night so you could be, you know, dealing with the kids and helping them homeschool, which is a burden we never had to have. We never had to teach our kids at home, you know, or help assist the learning process because it was taken care of by school. And so, you know, companies moving more towards that look, you know, we just need the job done. It's not that we need your physical body here all these hours. Some companies that could do that, if they could show that flexibility like IBM is, I think that's going to be the way of the future in order to allow people to have a good work-life balance, in order to be successful, and in order to have good job satisfaction.
I think you're right. I think not just during the pandemic, but, you know, the complexion of work is changing overall. How we work and the tools that we have available to us to be effective from home, that is a changing landscape and in a very positive way. You know, we took 100% of our workforce from, you know, in the office to virtual in a matter of weeks,
yeah,
with no impact to our clients and the services we deliver. Now, obviously, that took a toll on people and their overall well-being, but I think the upside of that has been through conversations with our employees, we found that they viewed that as a huge job satisfaction point. The
yes.
fact that they were able to engage remotely and that we were able to be flexible. So I agree with you 150%.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and you know, we're grateful for what IBM has done, and you know, a big question I get is many people are realizing they can't apply for full-time jobs. They can't apply for full-time jobs, or they need to have that flexibility of taking grandma to the doctor or being there for the kids. And we need more companies to be able to have that flexibility. You know, this idea that, well, you're never going to be a CEO or you're never going to be a vice president unless you are there from 6 to 6. You have people that can be on the job and there, but they don't necessarily have to be away from the home, away from the family. They should be able to have that flexibility. You know, not being able to go to the doctor and not being able to take a family, you know, a family member to the doctor, that's not living life. So, you know, kudos to IBM. Anything else you'd like to share about, you know, what your team has been doing?
Yeah, I think one of the things I want to share, I'm eager to share, is there is hope for women who have left the workplace. There are opportunities for us to grow our pipeline for women leaders through innovation and innovative programs. And while IBM doesn't get everything right, nobody does, I think, you know, we've done some pretty exciting things in terms of offering paid PTEC internships to people at the very entry level of the pipeline, giving internships to college students and to high schoolers to introduce them to technology. Primarily, women and minorities are going to be the people who need such programs to really get a leg up and really have an opportunity to explore possibilities.
Yep.
And finally, we have this amazing tech reentry program. It's a 6-month paid returnship for technical professionals who've been out of the workforce for 12 months or longer.
Awesome.
And so far, the exciting thing has been 99% of our participants, through no intention of our own, have been women.
I know, Kitty, thank you guys so much. People go to IBM.com.
The benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More details are emerging about 21-year-old Ahmed Alyssa, identified as the alleged suspect that killed 10 people, including a police officer, during a mass shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store on Monday. On a Facebook page purportedly that belongs to Alyssa, he wrote messages that criticized President Trump's response to immigration and refugees. He purportedly complained about not having a girlfriend and shared wrestling photos. Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scared to be around. The former sheriff of San Francisco, California, released more than 2,400 criminal illegal immigrants back into the community during her tenure, a lawsuit alleges. Former San Francisco Sheriff Vicki Hennessy, who was in office from January 2016 to January 2020, was intentionally shielding the criminals from ICE officers, the watchdog group Judicial Watch alleges. USA Radio News. When coronavirus relief checks started rolling out of Washington, D.C., cyber criminals got to work coming up with ways to steal your money. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Threat Intelligence Lead Christopher Dawson of Proofpoint explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get their stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
A top official with the U.S. Secret Service said Tuesday that coronavirus-related fraud could lead to $30 billion in federal relief funds being stolen by criminals. A man plunged to his death in Florida after his parachute failed to open when he was base jumping from a hotel balcony. The unidentified man leaped from the 14th floor balcony of the Sunrise Beach Resort Sunday evening in Panama City Beach. It's unclear if he was a local or a spring breaker. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We do have some updates this hour to talk to you about. Apparently, Moderna is already working on a COVID flu combo vaccine, which would be pretty cool. We have other companies looking at making an oral vaccine, a injectionless vaccine, which would kind of be a patch. So now everybody's getting pretty innovative because, you know, obviously you have some people out there going, I do not want an injection and I don't want to have to keep coming back for more injections and I also don't want to get the flu shot. But because we know the flu shot helped protect against COVID this year. Maybe it helped induce the immune system. There's a variety of theories behind that. The flu shot is still going to be very important, so they might as well, some of these companies might as well capitalize on both markets. This temporary suspension in Hong Kong with the Pfizer vaccine had to do with the lid issue, and it was not a vaccine issue. So I think Hong Kong is currently using the Sinovac, and they had to suspend the Pfizer because there was something going on with the bottle lids. Some of them were defective. Doesn't necessarily mean there was something wrong with the technology or side effects, so we'll keep you posted on that. Now, I have pets. I love my pets. You know, I got my doggies and my kitty cats. And throughout this pandemic, there's been some studies that have surfaced on how pets are affected by COVID. And the majority of them is runny nose, cough, watery eyes. And we know that a multitude of animal species have been able to get infected with COVID. Gorilla, lion, cats, monkeys, dogs. And they could tell this because they'll look at their feces. It's hard to do a nasal swab. They will try and do a nasal swab, but I can't even wipe my cat's face without the cat, like, you know, because I don't know how they got a really good nasopharyngeal swab. But they've been able to test animals and see that animals can become infected with the virus and can carry it. Well, they also found that human owners can give their COVID to their animal. Now, the animal cannot technically have a COVID illness and give that illness back to the human. We don't believe that's the case. But we do believe that we can make our animals sick. We also believe, and this is something we talked about very early on in the pandemic, that if you're sick and you're in bed and you're not feeling well and you're snuggling up to the doggy and snuggling up the kitty cat and, you know, getting your face all up in their face and doing kissies, they could then go to your kid's room. Your kids snuggle with them, and they get COVID. So when we talked about pets transmitting COVID, we're talking more like an Amazon delivery sort of thing, where the COVID is on them, and then somebody picks it up like a surface. But we don't think you can make the dog sick. 3 weeks later, the dog turns around and makes somebody else sick. We don't believe that yet. Could it happen? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that later happens, but right now we're not concerned about that. But in all this discussion with pets, and we're talking also our kitty cats, you know, I don't know about our goldfish because we don't really snuggle with the goldfish or our parrots, but with our pet scorpion, which we had years ago, and I don't understand why I let my kids have a pet scorpion in the house. That was ridiculous, but, you know. Now, what we gave it to the science teacher. Like, do you want a scorpion in the class? Like, yeah, that'd be cool. Kids were ticked. I'm like, get this out of my house. So what we haven't, though, talked about is how serious is COVID in pets? Well, we think pets are pretty sturdy. We do a lot with our pets. The pets fall off the bed. The pets eat, you know, whatever we give them, you know, from the table scrappings. We sneeze on them. They come into the potty, so obviously they're not really smelling the best air. And, you know, so we think, you know what, the pets are sturdy. Yet, remember a couple years ago we talked about the dog flu? There were some dogs getting some serious dog flu. And people were like all panicked going, oh no, my dog sneezes all the time. Get the dog checked out. Animals can't get sick. A lot of animals, their lifespan is not like a human's. So they are mortal. Right? They're not going to live forever, although we wish they could. So some British and French researchers who were veterinarians had found an uptick in animals presenting with heart issues, with arrhythmias, with congestive heart failure, with myocarditis, and they had realized that it was COVID-19. So their owners, when they looked at the pets, they looked at 11 pets, dogs and cats, and they found that the owners, the majority of the owners had COVID a few weeks prior. Then the animals came in, but the animals didn't have the sneezing and the coughing and the runny eyes that had already been established as COVID symptoms in pets. They had shortness of breath. They had lethargy. They're just tired. They had loss of appetite. They had rapid heart rates. So the COVID instead decided to go after their heart. Now, when signs of a myocarditis or inflammation of the heart is the heart muscle gets inflamed. It's itis is inflammation, myo is muscle, card is heart. So a myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle. Well, when something's inflamed, it swells. Well, if the heart muscle is swollen and it's inflamed and it's not, you know, getting to be as perky as it wants to be, it's not going to conduct electricity well. So there may be an arrhythmia, an abnormal heart rhythm. And if it's not conducting electricity well, it's inflamed, it's not going to be a good pump. So we noticed these animals started to go into heart failure. Fluid was building up in their lungs, all because of COVID. And it wasn't that the COVID so much affected the lungs, it's that the COVID affected the heart. Now, COVID is not supposed to be, you know, especially in animals, that deadly. Looks like it could be. Now, did any of these animals die? Well, for the first round, all 11 survived. One cat, though, however, came back a week later, and the owners, because the cat was pretty sick, decided to euthanize. So we don't know if for sure it had the potential to kill the animal, but they, you know, because the animal was suffering, then the family decided that the put the animal down. That's tough. Have you guys ever had to make that decision? That, you know, us pet owners, we're like thinking, oh, you know, it's going to be easy. We're going to have a pet. We get to walk the pet. We clean their poo-poo box. We get to give them kisses. And then all of a sudden, you have to be the one to make the decision if they live or die. And you're like, no, I don't want to make that decision. And the vet doesn't. The vet's like, we're here for you. And we had one pet that had, I don't know, years ago, if you guys remember, the canned food. There was this canned food issue that was causing renal failure in pets. And so we had two cats, Shake and Bake. And Bake went into renal failure. Shake didn't. Shake was fine. He's still around. Here he is. He's about 14 years old. He's going to be 15 this August. And he's still around. And yeah, he's still peeping up the house. But the other one that had renal failure ends up in being in pain. And I was injecting Epogen and doing IV fluids and giving the pain medicine. And finally, you know, we asked the vet, and the vet goes, this is progressive, meaning, you know, it's not going to get better. This animal's going to continue to get worse. This animal's suffering. We had to decide to put Bake to sleep. And that was really hard because I come home and Shake's like, where's my brother? And I'm like, well, he went to the farm. He's like, well, I want to go to the farm. You know, and he had just, you know, taken a dump at the piano. And so we're like, yeah, you all go to the farm. I cannot wait. No, I love our animals. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is if you have COVID or you're sick with COVID, all right, don't think that the dogs are like Teflon or the pets are like Teflon, because you can unfortunately pass it to them and then they could get sick. And if they are showing that they're tired or of lack of appetite, take them to the vet. I understand during the COVID pandemic, many people didn't have extra money to care for their pets. And I understand there's, you know, I think we had somebody speak a while back on pet insurance, and some people say it's worth it, some don't. You never know. You know, insurance is designed to, you know, not be the best investment, but I think it is. If it's going to prevent, if you not have it, it's going to prevent you from having that animal checked out. And these animals survived, even though they had myocarditis or COVID-induced myocarditis. So get your pets checked out. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, number one.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys see this? Apparently, there's satellite imagery showing a mega container ship is stuck and blocking the Suez Canal. This is crazy. They say there's a mega cargo container ship that has turned sideways and become stuck, blocking the very busy passageway. They say the imagery was captured on Tuesday by the Planet Labs Dove satellite, and it showed the stranded ship called the Ever Given in the canal. Now, it is 1,300 feet long, nearly a quarter mile, 193 feet wide. The ship weighs 220,000 tons. So, yeah, tow truck won't help. And it's capable of carrying as many as 20,000 containers. Now, Suez port agent JAC told Reuters that Ever Given had been partially refloated and moved against the bank of the canal, and the vessel remains aground as of this moment, but the efforts to refloat her continue in close cooperation with the Suez Canal Authority. I wonder how that works when you get somebody stuck, and then what does all the remaining traffic do to... Where do they back up? You know, whenever there's an accident on the highway, we all, you know, until first responders come, you have cars and everybody right near the accident. So they all try to hop the ground and drive by and all that. And, you know, for those of us with four-wheel drive, we could hop the curb and go around and do what we need to do to get around the accident and go about our day. Can't do that with these ships. So the ship's Taiwan-based operator, Evergreen Marine Corps, said in a statement that the Evergreen ran aground after being overcome by strong wind as it entered the Suez Canal from the Red Sea. It's 20,000 tons. What kind of wind was that? Now, none of its containers had sunk, but they're going to have to move tushy. I mean, they are going to have to get out of the way. So that, yeah. Have you ever tried to do that where you backed out of a parking place, but then there were other cars and you were stuck, so you had to go forward, or like when you parallel park? I think Austin Powers made light of something like that, where you had to, where you had to back up, then go forward, then back up, then try to turn a little bit, try to, you know, it could take like 20 minutes just to get out of a parking space, because, yeah, I'm not sure. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So remember last week we were talking about real water and how there were five people, unfortunately, reported to have been hospitalized. Others got really sick after drinking this alkaline water called real water. Now, I've had it before. In fact, I know the owner. I know the CEO, Brent Jones. And the water tastes good. I don't buy alkaline water because water to me is already kind of expensive. And, you know, to buy water that is touting certain health benefits that I can't officially, I don't know, confirm. I just, you know, so, but, you know, when I used to do, media hits at this one TV group, they would have water there, and they would give it to people in the green room, and it was delicious. It was yummy. It was good water, and I felt refreshed. And apparently, the alkalinity, the reasoning behind the alkalinity is they say it's ionized, and it changes, the ionization takes out, I believe, some of the positive hydrogen ions that affect the pH, causing it to then be of a more higher pH. And a pH of 7 is neutral. A higher pH of 8, 7.8, or 9 is more basic. And so the reasoning behind the negative or the ionization process and the alkalization of the water is they believe that cells will take up the fluid better, so you end up hydrating better. They feel you are putting less acid into your body, and so it has kind of gone viral where people think they really need to alkalize, and we spoke about that. We talked about how we need to be very, very careful about thinking that we could just, you know, change the acidity of our body by adding more basic, because we have acid in our stomach. You can't dilute the acid in the stomach to that degree. Your kidneys, your respirations affect your pH balance. And so they always go for you know, ideal. And so sometimes when you try to mess with that, you're forcing them to then work the other way. So there's still a lot of studies looking at how effective or how much control we have over our acidity. That being said, I believe a lot of people who eat like garbage, eating sugar, drinking alcohol can affect their kidneys, can affect their metabolism, can affect sugar we've known to be oncogenic, cancer promoting. So we don't want people eating sugar. So it looks like we're trying to avoid acidic foods, yet we still want people to have fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are acidic. So we need to be very cautious about how we tout acidity versus alkaline foods. I'd rather people just say avoid the sugars, avoid the alcohol, avoid the energy drinks, avoid things that could rot your teeth, you know, and things that your body doesn't find nutritious. So the CEO is Brent Jones. And Brent Jones, he was a Nevada legislature later, and he is, I believe, the CEO of Real Water. He released a video to personally apologize to customers after it was tied to several cases of the illness, apparently 5 cases of acute non-viral hepatitis in infants and children. One adult, I believe, had to have a liver transplant. And when the FDA investigated this, the only link they could find was Real Water. Now, I looked at the bottle. I don't see what ingredients per se could have triggered that, but they are going to be investigating the water and tox screening and looking at it thoroughly to figure it out. So the FDA had made a warning last week telling people not to drink, cook with, sell, or serve Real Water. And Jones announced he was pulling the brand from the shelves of retailers and issued a voluntary recall to customers nationwide. Apparently, 4 lawsuits have been filed in Clark County District Court from customers who said they fell ill after drinking the product. One man said he suffered liver failure, had to be flown to, I believe, Utah for a transplant after drinking the water. Now, the brand claims to offer the healthiest drinking water available. But what's interesting about this, and I'm still a little confused, is alkaline water per se, should it cause an autoimmune hepatitis? Now, one of you had asked me, could this be related to a vaccine? Do we know if any of these people were vaccinated? Kids were involved, unfortunately, with this. And so kids haven't been vaccinated, so I don't think it has anything to do with that. I know there's been some concern of autoimmune hepatitis or non-viral hepatitis. Non-viral hepatitis is hepatitis that wasn't caused by the viral hepatitis, or the hepatitis virus. So you could unfortunately get hepatitis from medications, from alcohol, from your immune system deciding to fight it. So we don't know what could have been in the Real Water, but they promote their Real Water being basic, 9.0 pH. You got to be careful drinking anything too basic. We do think that things that are overly basic can unfortunately cause burns. You could have alkaline burns. We don't think that happened. I drank the water. I didn't notice any issues. So what does alkaline water have besides the ionization process? Well, some might have calcium, magnesium, potassium, silica. Bicarbonate can also make it more alkaline. So sometimes there's like sodium bicarb in it. But the reason why some alkaline products will add calcium, magnesium, and potassium is in order to digest them, you need sometimes a more acidic environment. So the Real Water costs about $1.89 for a single 1-liter bottle. I haven't, like I said, bought it. I've tried it. Tastes good, but I don't, you know. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.